Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this week's program, we're going to meet the new presidents for two of our agricultural communicators associations. But before we get there, let me thank our sponsors, which includes Leica Geosystems, when it has to be right, and Novus International. And we thank them very much for their support. So let's get to our interviews. At the Agricultural Media Summit, I had the opportunity once again to meet the new presidents for AAEA, that's the Ag Editors Association, as well as LPC, the Livestock Publications Council. They're two Missouri boys. I'm very proud of that. So we're going to meet Andy Atzenweiler, who is the new president of the Livestock Publications Council, as well as Stephen Fairchild, who is the new president for AAEA. Well, Andy, congratulations as the new president for the Livestock Publications Council. I guess first question is, what are the things you'd like to see accomplished here during your year as president?
Well, I think we're going to work on tweaking our website a little bit to make it more efficient or whatever. We'll work on the contest again. We had kind of a revamp of the contest last year, and we're going to continue to probably go in the same direction as we did this year, but promote it more and make it more clear to the members. There was a lot of confusion last year, but I think that'll be one thing, and then continue to work, you know, to promote Ag Media Summit. It's going to be a great event next year down in New Orleans. So.
Now, can you give us just maybe a little synopsis of what, if anything, was decided or done at the annual meeting here today? Anything a member should know?
Not a whole lot. We discussed changing our bylaws a little bit to get rid of the language on the ratio of service members to publication members. We're almost 50-50 now. It used to be a lot more publication members and just a few service members, but now we're more 50-50, and we're going to kind of try to get rid of that language, limiting the amount of service members.
So. Well, that kind of shows a shift that's been going on for a while in the ag media industry, right?
Right, yeah.
Last question, do you feel more powerful now that you have a whole group of subjects out there?
Just kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel.
All right.
Seems like I've been on the board for a long time.
Well, congratulations once again, Andy Atzenweiler, new president for the Livestock Publications Council. Well, first of all, congratulations, Stephen Fairchild. You are the new president of the AAEA, and how do you feel right now? Powerful or what?
Oh, not powerful, but I do appreciate this position. I've been a member of AAEA for a lot of years now and seen a lot of folks come through. The organization's meant a lot to me and offered me a lot of professional improvement over the years, and I really take it as an honor to be able to lead the organization for the next year.
Well, what are the things that you maybe are thinking in your mind you hope to accomplish or see done during the next year?
One of the things I think that we've done a good job on, but we need to continue to really work on, and we have a specific goal, is to increase our membership. And we want to increase our membership by 2020 to 500 members. And I'm a part of many organizations, and I see the strength that comes from a good membership base, and it's important from everything from professional improvement to the finances. It just makes a healthy organization. So my premier goal is to work on membership.
Can you give us just a little synopsis of anything that was accomplished or done at the annual meeting?
Well, the annual meeting this year showed off the hard work that Karen Simon, as president of AAEA, did last year. She had a couple ideas that she really wanted to see done and helped foment those things. We now have a strategic plan to carry us forward for the next 5 years. We have looked at our digital presence in the world and decided to upgrade that, and that saw its fruition now through a new website that will be launched in August. And I think we have some real good forward progress going under her leadership, and I hope to continue that.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Stephen, and congratulations. Look forward to being one of your minions out there.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you very much. Well, that's our Zimcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwire.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.